Finally today, check this out. Maybe you saw the video online. Nearly 300 South African firefighters broke into song as they arrived at the Edmonton Airport in Alberta. The firefighters have come to pitch in. They'll join the more than 2,000 firefighters already battling the Alberta wildfires, the same ones that destroyed Fort McMurray a few weeks ago. Those fires now cover roughly 1.5 million acres. That's an area as big as the Florida Everglades, still on fire. Martin Bolton is coordinating the team of South African firefighters. They're getting ready to deploy.
Today, after breakfast, we started with a physical fitness program just to get everything up to speed. And then later this afternoon, they will have a full briefing. And as well as issuing the kit, they will be used on the fire line.
Many of the firefighters from South Africa have come through a program called Working on Fire. It's designed to give young South Africans a job and help lift them out of poverty. Even before they left home, Bolton says the team got some special training for their Canadian assignment.
South Africa is a very water-scarce country, so we use more physical manpower on the fire line. Some of our Canadian counterparts came over to train us on the power pumps they use in Canada. So we had very good training.
Malahoa Letwaba is one of the South African firefighters. So far, she's only seen news clips of the Fort McMurray wildfires.
It seems quite big, but we're ready.
Letwaba says she's ready to dig in and fight the fire and sing.
Normally, like after the whole day fighting fires, she needs some motivation. So we start singing just to motivate ourselves, you know, get guys going. That's what it's all about.
She says that singing gives the firefighters moral courage, and they're going to need it. By the way, officials say the Alberta wildfires are still burning. We're going to let the South African firefighters in Canada take us out today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll see you tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.